On a recent afternoon, kids ride their bikes and play in the parking lot of the Ivy Apartments. The second-story apartment where Thomas Eric Duncan visited his girlfriend last year is now empty. Neighbors say it hasn't been rented out since. For them, life has moved on.
No different right now. Everything is normal right now.
That's Saw Koo, who's originally from Burma. Like other residents here, he doesn't speak English very well. The kids, on the other hand, have picked it up pretty quickly. Like 15-year-old Echo Tha, who helps interpret for her mom, Panye Ying. They're walking through the complex. They came from Thailand 6 years ago. Echo says her mom was pretty strict last September when news of Ebola broke.
Like, she found out about Ebola and how it killed people. Like, we weren't allowed to go out and play anymore. We had to stay home after coming back from school the whole time. It was like getting grounded.
Daily Ryan is with the International Rescue Committee, which helps resettle refugees in the area. He says Ebola's immediate impact on the neighborhood was the lack of information residents received and misinformation bouncing around.
The neighborhood itself felt like sometimes they were the last to know what was going on, and they were getting updates a little bit behind everyone else. And I think they felt a little bit isolated by that.
Things were hectic for its nonprofit. It translated material into 8 or 9 languages and sent out interpreters. On any given day in Vickery Meadow, you can hear Burmese, Karen, and Chin, the languages spoken in Burma. There's also Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, French, Spanish, Vietnamese, Swahili, more than 24 in all.
I think that it was definitely a challenging time for the community, but I also think that it became an opportunity for Vickery Meadow to represent themselves and to really let people know that this is more than just a collection of apartment buildings.
Down the street from those apartments is a mix of convenience stores, beauty shops, restaurants, and other small businesses. 32-year-old Adan Gabri is on a break from driving for Uber. He's at a Reef Cafe, chowing down on an Ethiopian dish of beef, tomatoes, onions, and garlic. And he's catching up on the latest news about other migrants, the ones in Europe.
These new arrivals in Spain, for example, may ultimately be classed as economic migrants, not refugees. And the EU...
Gabri came here 7 years ago after winning a spot through the U.S. diversity visa lottery. Last year, he says, was surreal.
I was in shock because I have the information back there in Africa, so I know the Ebola outbreak is there. So when they came here, you know, we got a lot of media attention, a lot of coverage. I scared too for my life too. Yeah.
But Gabri and others say they don't think many people necessarily changed their daily routines. They still had to shop and eat. Barry Anino is executive director of the Vickery Meadow Public Improvement District.
Look at all the diversity there. It wasn't like Ebola was invented in Vickery Meadow. Okay, it's just a reflection of what we have here. And, you know, people bring it up, but I got to tell you that things are moving forward really fast here, so I don't even really think it's an issue.
His goals? Change liquor store hours, spruce up landscaping, improve lighting, and open a community center. Changes that this neighborhood hopes will help make Ebola just a distant memory. Stella Chavez, KERA News.